Verse 5 continues, "You anoint my head with oil. Lord, when I'm alone, empower me. Fill me with your Spirit." The metaphor of oil on the head was the anointing of the Spirit. Lord, when I'm alone, I want your empowerment. What is that for? It's to do what I wouldn't do normally, what I wouldn't do humanly, what I wouldn't do in my own strength. I want your empowerment to go forward and to go the right way, to go your way. Look at the next part of verse 5. "My cup runs over. Lord, when I'm alone, fill me to overflowing." Do you remember John 7? "Fill me to overflowing." Jesus said, "When you come to me, out of you will flow rivers of living water." Our lives should be full and overflowing. They should be not just barely making it, not just eking out one day at a time. No, Lord, I want you, when I'm alone, to make me overflow. Overflow with joy, overflow with comfort, overflow with restfulness instead of restlessness, overflow with assurance. I'm going your way. I'm sanctifying my time for your glory. Verse 6, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life." I love this. Remember, the Lord is my shepherd, so he's where? In front, right? Because sheep aren't driven like a herd, they're led. So the Lord is my shepherd, he's out front. But what does this verse say? "Surely goodness and mercy," what? "Will follow me." You know what that means? When I'm alone, Lord, surround me. You get it? The Lord's out front, and goodness and mercy are bringing up the rear. And his mercy and his goodness are accompanying us. He is leading us, and he says, "Surround me with your blessing, Lord. Help me to realize that you, as it says in John 1, of his fullness have you received grace upon grace." Surround me with your grace and your blessing. And finally, David ends his testimony of the lessons he learned in his youth through loneliness at the end of verse 6. "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And he said this, "Lord, when I'm alone, point my sight heavenward. Help me to realize that this world is not my home. I am not supposed to have this flower-strewn pathway all my life through. You haven't promised that. You have promised me that you're preparing a place for me. And when I'm alone, I have a pang and a longing and a desire even more to look heavenward. As Colossians 3, set your affection on things above. When I'm alone, get my perspective heavenward, Lord. So what is David's testimony? Very simple. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd. When I'm alone, shepherd me. I shall not want. When I'm alone, satisfy me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. When I'm alone, rest me. He leads me beside the still waters. When I'm alone, lead me. He restores my soul. When I'm alone, Lord, restore me. Lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. When I'm alone, sanctify me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, when I'm alone, walk with me. I will fear no evil. Lord, when I'm alone, protect me. You're with me. Remind me of that. Your rod and staff comfort me. Comfort me through life. Prepare me a table in the presence of my enemies. Lord, when I'm alone, calm me down. You anoint my head with oil. When I'm alone, Lord, empower me to make the right decisions. Fill me with your Spirit. My cup runs over. When I'm alone, fill my life to overflowing. So instead of me being focused on myself, by the way, loneliness is the only ailment that's cured by getting with another person that has the same ailment. You know, companionship usually cures loneliness. And so what he's saying is, Lord, when I'm alone, fill me to overflowing so that I will want to let the river flow out of me and I will start ministering to other people. Surely goodness and mercy follow me. Lord, when I'm alone, surround me. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When I'm alone, point me heavenward. Well, this is just David's testimony from his youth. Next time we'll see how he dealt with the struggles of the intensity of his great years of accomplishment, his years of his career, of his family, of his legacy. And finally, David writes some incredible psalms from his old age. He says, "I was lonely as a child, and boy, I focused on God and his word and his approval. And then I wrote my testimony for all of you in the 23rd Psalm about how I asked God to be with me when I was alone." But he said, "I didn't stop there. I found the Lord to be the one that was with me when I was alone in every single situation." And I think you'll agree with me when we get through those Psalms that truly David was a man after God's own heart. Let's bow for a word of prayer.